Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. It's 10 degrees already. Gonna rain all day today, and then the rest of the week kind of looks cold. So I'm not sure. Do you want sun and cold, or do you want rain and heat?
Ooh.
It's kind of one of those bad days to visit the Christmas market tonight.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those people that's like, I don't care. I will brave it for anything. I drove by it this weekend, and I didn't even think about it until I was driving down Front Street at Parliament, and then I was like, oh.
Right. This is a mess.
Yeah. And it was Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's a nightmare. I used to live in that neighborhood, and it was a nightmare.
How
for
do you get
weeks.
Into park? How do you do groceries?
You
what do you do?
A wish and a prayer, my friend.
Oh,
because they would also have guards set up in the parking lot that you would park in if you lived in the building, and you'd have to like scream that I live here. And then they
really?
Would finally let you in. Yeah.
Man.
Oh, it was a whole battle.
Sounds like your dream.
Yeah. It's awesome. Love doing groceries.
TJ loves a scene. Yeah. Now, we're going to tell you about Virgin Radio's Christmas Cracker in just a second here. But what can happen here is we're going to give you one of a few amazing gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can give the gift back and you can go for $10,000. So 6:10, I'll explain that. In the meantime, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
The world's funniest joke has been revealed by scientific experts.
Okay.
You guys want to hear the joke?
Yes. Yeah.
Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing and his eyes are glazed. The other guy whips out his phone and calls emergency services. He gasps, "My friend is dead. What can I do?" The operator says, "Calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There is a silence. And then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, the guy says, "Okay, now what?"
TJ, that's really dark.
That's the funniest
that's
joke.
That's the funniest joke, according to the internet.
Oh.
What do you guys think? Adam Wilde.
Good morning.
I think it's some, one of those jokes your uncle tells and no one responds to, and then the conversation just moves
it's
on.
It's the email chain.
Yeah. Forward this to 20 people or you'll get shot.
It has 90 phones.
Jack, what's up with you?
Well, in happier news, he's made CNN, he's made Fallon, he's made The Ellen Show. I visited Woody, the talking Christmas tree.
And what a creepy video you made.
Yeah, he's in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, two stories high. He talks. I have a video on my Instagram, Jack's on air, and he is just... He was everything I wanted and more. He's glorious.
We're going to throw it up on Virgin Radio Toronto,
absolutely.
Right? Okay, please. Yeah. This is great. Hey, producer Leah, what's up with you?
I went to a Raptors game last night since the pandemic. And I got to say, I was excited for the game.
Yeah.
But when I went to go get my meal, I saw the various options for chicken tenders.
Oh,
yeah. They got really crazy flavors going
on
there now.
What do we got?
Okay, so the regular buffalo, of course.
Okay.
That's the standard.
Okay.
Standard. Perfect. Sometimes you don't want to mess with that. But they also had spicy Thai and butter chicken.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Both of those sound incredible.
Right? Okay.
Hey.
Exactly. You
so
understand
you
my excitement. Can you guys guess? Just guess.
Butter chicken.
You went with buffalo. You had to go with buffalo.
What was the third option?
Spicy Thai.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anytime it says spicy, Leah's in.
Wow.
He knows me.
And worth it?
Absolutely.
Wow. And they actually won at home last night, too. It's like their third time ever. Well, at least since the pandemic. Finally.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio's Christmas Cracker.
Woo!
We want to put $10,000 in your Christmas stocking. Now, you got to text WIN and your name to 999999. You can do that at any time. So do it right now. Just put WIN and then your name. Easy. So starting today, 7 a.m., so that's 45 minutes from right now, you can instantly win cash, a shopping spree, maybe exclusive concert packages to see Justin Bieber, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish in 2022.
Incredible.
Leafs or Raptors tickets. We were just talking about the different types of chicken that you can get at the Raptors game.
That's right.
Include spicy Thai, although buffalo is always the winner. PS5, Apple package, including the iPhone 13 Pro, Apple Watch 7, and AirPods, and more. So here's the thing. You'll call in, or so we'll call you, you'll win something, we'll all freak out for you. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But then, let's say it's a PS5. We're going to say, listen, you can give us back the PS5, and we'll put you in the draw for
$10,000. Oh.
That's a tough one. PS5s are not easy to come by, or have they been for the last 2 years?
No, neither is $10,000.
That's a hard choice. That's a roulette.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. We'll keep track of who's in the draw, like how many people are in the draw, because you want to know your odds, right? And I'm thinking that if in a couple weeks here, because this is going to end before Christmas, if in a couple weeks there's only a few people in the draw, you may want to take your chance. But do you want to be the first person in the draw and give up the PS5? This is, no, there's a lot to play with here.
These are hard decisions, man.
I think it's a slippery slope. Once one person says I'm in the draw, then a lot more people are going to put themselves in the
draw. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I think once one person's in the draw, people will be like, nah, screw it. I'm taking my stuff.
Yeah.
And because at least I want to guarantee it,
the
right?
Thing is, these are huge prizes, so like they're going to be hard to say no to.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see. I don't know what I would do. This stresses me out.
So this would be 7 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Start thinking about what you would do. Are you taking a smaller cash prize? Are you taking Leafs tickets? Are you taking a PS5? A guaranteed prize? Or are you going for it? $10,000.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so when's the cutoff for buying yourself gifts? Like, are we at that point? Like, if you have something that you want, there is
19 days.
19 days.
I hope not. I bought myself boots 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ordered myself some stuff online yesterday.
Okay.
And so the reason we're bringing this up is because of what you did. What did you order?
I was just a couple, basically like sweatpants.
Oh.
That is a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Sweatpants,
I think that was
gift.
Was my own fault.
Okay, what kind of sweatpants did you get? Did you get bougie sweatpants?
Adidas sweatpants, and it's because I'm going away at the end of the month, and I wanted to have really comfy pants for the plane.
Yeah, flight pants, your flight suit.
Yeah. You get it?
Yeah.
You
gotta be cozy.
And I was about to order them online, and my girlfriend Val was like, maybe, like, aren't you too close to the holidays to be ordering stuff for yourself? And then I, being a selfish person, thought, oh, maybe I am.
No.
And ordered it anyway.
Did you order it anyway?
Yeah, because maybe I'll get 2 pairs of sweatpants.
Did you get her anything in the order?
I did not.
That's why she was mad.
You think?
Oh, really?
For sure.
Why?
Because if you had have had something in that order, she wouldn't have said anything. Like, if Michelle was ordering something for herself at this point, I'd be like, But if she was ordering me a treat as well, I wouldn't say anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it
is. You know, every day I learn something new about relationships.
It's self-serving. It's all self-serving, of course.
Text from the 289 here. Hey, I bought myself a smartwatch. Everybody deserves to be happy around the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I'm going to say December 10th.
Really?
Because at that point, right till the 24th, from the 10th to the 24th, that is 14 days.
Okay,
that's
Friday.
Two fresh weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe that between now and that time, you should be able to figure out what you're likely to get that no one else is going to buy you. You know, there's stuff that you want that no one else is going to buy. You know that. Probably the person who's texting is going, I'm not going to get a smartwatch from anybody else. That's too expensive.
That's a good point.
So you get it for yourself.
I'm going to disagree with you because the more I've thought about this, I think Val's absolutely right. And I think it actually should be November 25th.
What?
One month
Why?
Before Christmas because a lot of people, whether you get stuff.
Black like Friday?
No, but I mean, like, do you go in-store or do you buy it online?
Online. Always.
Sometimes online there's delays, so you need, like, at least a month.
True.
And then if you're ordering a month out, you got to know what you're getting the person. So if you're ordering by the... If I order you a gift on November 28th, because I know it's going to take 3 weeks to get there, but then you order the exact same thing for yourself on the 10th, I'm mad at you because I've already committed.
Well, it it sounds like she bought you sweatpants.
Yeah.
That's why she's upset.
So you're getting sweatpants for Christmas.
Cozy Christmas.
What's your cutoff, though? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. It seems like a good thing to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, we figured it out this morning, and then we cemented, and that is the cutoff from now on. You guys got what you're going to get me?
Yeah, man. Totally.
Oh, you weren't going to give me anything.
I'm going to give you what I gave you last year because it's still in your office.
Take it home.
It's got a great spot in my office.
No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, that thing you're going to buy today?
Don't.
Because according to our text message system, everybody messaging us right now, the cutoff has already happened.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody says it's just after Black Friday. So you buy the last thing that you want. So it's right around when TJ said, around November 25th to 30th.
25th, but the month before, I think. But I don't know. There was this one that came in from Dana in the 647. December 1st is the cutoff. Once you start an advent calendar, you are forbidden from spending money on yourself.
Wow.
And another one from the 905. I hate to say it, but I'm one of those people that do all of their shopping last minute, like December 23rd. So in my world, it's best to just keep buying what you want for yourself anyway, since you're just going to get a gift from Shoppers Drug Mart.
Don't be a last minute Linda, but also you can treat yourself. If there's a hot deal while I'm out shopping for somebody else,
going
to say no. If I'm at the mall getting others gifts and I find something that I like, I can't say no.
You didn't say a date. What was your date?
I'm fluid. I'm date fluid.
Yeah, what is your date?
December 25th. I don't care. Look, I work hard. If I'm getting somebody else a gift,
that's
I will get
reason.
My...
That's not a reason.
I work hard, yeah, no.
So screw everyone else.
Yeah. No,
that
no,
is not
no,
a great
no,
attitude
no, no, no.
to have.
I'm getting everybody else presents.
Not a good reason either.
If I find myself a present, too.
That doesn't make you neutral.
No.
They're not connected.
Everybody's
no,
even.
One is buying a present for somebody. The other is buying something for yourself that you could very well get in a couple
of days.
It
doesn't have to be so black and white.
If you're going to a dinner and you know they're going to serve you dessert, but you still eat dessert before you go, you're still eating dessert.
Yeah. And that's okay. That sounds delicious. Are you crazy?
No, in TJ's world, you must only have one dessert.
You get one dessert.
You get one dessert.
By the plan.
And it's vanilla. It's only vanilla.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Drake is the number one artist of the Billboard 2021 chart. Yay!
Yay!
Who's surprised? No one. They released their year-end charts for 2021. Number one spot for artists is, of course, Drake. He also topped off other charts, including rap artists, Hot 100 male artists, and more. The Weeknd was the number three pick overall for artists, and after Dua Lipa's number one song of Levitating, The Weeknd's Save Your Tears and Blinding Lights were second and third place on the Hot 100 songs year-end chart. So shout out The Weeknd.
Somewhere DaBaby's punch in the air going...
Good. Keep punching it. Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah. You know who we don't feel bad for?
Yeah.
DaBaby.
Yeah.
Toronto resident just spent $1,500 on a Skip the Dishes order this year.
Oh, wow.
It was Canada's most expensive single delivery.
I bet it was because it was raining.
Surge. Raining surge charges.
That's a subtweet at Why surge is pricing, it? And I love it.
Why is it that whenever I order Uber Eats, it's, hey, your meal's $20. It will be $40 total.
Yeah. Fees. Have you noticed that Uber's kind of been like really expensive lately?
Yeah, well, you mentioned on your on trending that drivers have to go through a whole new training course now.
Yeah,
so there's less drivers.
Yeah. I took a cab home from Porter last night, and my God, it felt good. It was like, oh, this is the price, and it won't change. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good
I'm just
point.
Saying. I'm just saying.
Good point.
That Skip the Dishes order, by the way, was $1,552.35, the most expensive one in the country. They said this year that there was over 17 million pieces of sushi and 8 million pizzas delivered across the country.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yum.
Are you down with secondhand gifts? A new survey asked people what they thought about them because it was a more earth-friendly move, and it's actually pretty popular.
Yeah.
They said that books are the number one gift that you can give secondhand, which makes sense. DVDs are next. Sure. Followed by toys and games, jewelry, ceramics and ornaments, CDs, vinyl records, video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses.
Love a good vinyl record. I have a good cool collection. But I used to, so I raided my parents' collection when I was a kid and took all the ones that I liked, so I have those. And then I used to go, because people didn't care, used to go to Salvation Army and buy them for $1.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I used to like go and flip through. So most of my great albums are from that. And then now that they're obviously repressing and bringing the new albums, it's amazing. It's so great.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
The meanwhile, one thing I collect.
Meanwhile, your dad's like, where's my Van Halen?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have that. My dad was more into like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Good.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
That's TJ. He's trending.
Sure.
Now, 7 o'clock. You heard about the Christmas cracker? Where we give you an amazing prize and then ask you to give it back so we can give you $10,000. Maybe. We will explain. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you going to take what we give you, or are you going for $10,000? Oh, it's going to be fun. So let's bring on our very first contestant. Tanya, hey, what are you doing for work today?
Letter carrier.
Oh, love you. Thank you.
It's going to be a bit of a rainy day for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's a tough gig today.
How many steps do you get a day?
$20,000.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of steps.
Okay.
Hey, I don't think I got that in the last month.
I don't think I got that in the last year.
Hey, so this is how Christmas Cracker is going to work, okay? Mm-hmm. You are going to hear your prize, okay? Because you have already won something. And then we're going to find out whether or not you're going to keep it or go for the $10,000. All right, so here is the prize.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations, you've won dinner and Dua. Tickets to see Dua Lipa and $500.
Yes, girl. Oh.
Okay, so that's not bad. What do we think? What do we think?
Yeah.
You're going to take it? You're not going to take the 10 grand? Wow. Well, congratulations to you. Enjoy the prize, and we're so happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting.
And that is how it works. It's going to be fun, exciting. 9 o'clock this morning is the next opportunity. So I want you to be hanging around, listening, ready, because guess what? It's going to be your opportunity to get in that $10,000 draw. And by the way, at the end of this, if you're the only one in it, you win, right?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
In every breakup, there is a winner and there is a loser. And you don't have to like that I'm saying this, because we have all won and we have all lost in love. But oftentimes there's a winner. There is a winner, right?
Like, you're
absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's for sure.
Somebody comes out better.
Yeah.
Now, when Olivia Rodrigo was dating Josh Bassett.
Oh, God.
They were on High School Musical. Famous enough, right? Yeah. Famous enough. But I didn't know who Olivia Rodrigo was. And I didn't know Josh Bassett. Well, I didn't care. In that Disney world, like in that thing, you know, they were famous within a group, but they weren't worldwide famous.
No.
Then they broke up and he moved on with somebody named Sabrina Carpenter, who's also a pop star.
Yeah.
And that moved Olivia Rodrigo to the top of the charts. So here's what we know. We know Olivia Rodrigo has had 3 major singles about Josh.
Yeah.
We finally got to hear over the weekend his album and some of the shots he takes at her. Now, if you're a little fuzzy on Olivia Rodrigo, how about this one? Driver's License. I would like it to play. There we go.
So good. Touching.
We got hundreds of texts the day we played this for the first time. People just, like, what is this?
It takes you to a place.
It does.
You feel something.
Yeah. Ready? And here.
I love her.
Oh. Like, really gutting, okay? Yeah, so then she follows it up with this one. That's a good line.
Yeah.
Huge on TikTok. Just a real, like, yeah.
Oh, is this a big song?
Yeah. Kind of a big deal. Good for you, Olivia Rodrigo. So this is song number 2 about this guy.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's, like, sitting there going, oh, my album's not out yet. My album's not out yet. My
gotta get this thing out.
And then we just started playing this a few weeks ago. This is Traitor.
Mm.
So.
Perfection.
Great songs. You talked to her when we were together? Mm. Oof. Hurt me, man. Hurt me.
Damn.
So you got Olivia Rodrigo on one side.
That's right.
And everybody's like, listen, we got to make room for Josh Bassett when he comes out with his album because, I mean, frankly, she's had a banger 3 singles to start off her, you know, worldwide music career. Mm-hmm. But we got to hear the other side of the story. So, would you like to hear the 2 songs that I have selected that specifically mention her?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, please.
He hasn't confirmed this, but you know. And then I want you to vote at 999999 on who won the breakup.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Okay, we're all going to have an answer.
Okay.
So, here is Secret from Josh Bassett. I really hope you had your fun. Fish is back.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay, so that's one. Okay. Right. Mm. So there's a secret thing. This one, though, is called Crisis. And I think this is in direct reference to the 3 songs we played with Olivia Rodrigo because he says at the end of it, never waste a crisis. Listen to this. And honestly, I didn't want to write this. Don't know if I can. Still holding back. Still want.
So do I. And it's cool if you want me to play the bad guy. But don't you dare act like I didn't love you. Don't go thinking that I didn't hurt too.
just a crisis.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So what do we think?
Shots fired.
I'm going to say Olivia won the breakup because, let's be honest, she had a huge year, won a bunch of awards, including a Danish Music Award for International Album of the Year. Did Josh win one of those? Jax?
Olivia. Josh was petty and unnecessary. Just saying.
All right, producer Leah?
I don't know. The shots that were fired by Josh.
Really?
We're pretty specific. I'm not saying he's better, but there's a comparison here. Like, okay. They can be compared.
We'll come back with the results.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Olivia Rodrigo had a huge year, and it was all based on her album about a breakup with a guy named Josh Bassett, who is from High School Musical. If you don't know him, we'll play his new songs in just a second here. But just to give you a reminder, Olivia Rodrigo wrote this. And then, of course, Driver's License and Traitor. And there's another one on the album, too, that people are talking about that is amazing that may come out as well. So, ultimate breakup album, right? Now, he's written a couple of things. This one's called Secret.
I really hope you had your fun. Good for you fooling everyone. You had me tripped for 16 months.
So there's that.
Boring.
And he's talking. Oh, TJ.
It's not a good song.
I think we know what Team TJ's on there. And then.
Half the stitches saying is only half true. You're messing with my life as a career move. I can't help but wonder why you. The crisis.
That one's better.
So here's the question.
It's like Ed Sheeran's fill-in.
Who who wins this breakup? We've got TJ and Jax both think Olivia Rodrigo won. Producer Leah with a very interesting answer.
Yeah, I think he's capitalizing on his moment here, and I don't think it's a bad idea. You're trying to make them coins.
Yeah, okay, so
at
are
a time where you can.
But who won?
Oh, what sounds better?
Yeah.
Olivia.
It's just like you move on, man.
So I have a theory on this, but I'll save it till we hear all the answers, okay? So go ahead, TJ.
It's not unanimous. I'll tell you that. Dana and the 905, I really want to say that Olivia won, but that last song, Crisis, really hits. Somebody else said, Olivia was my top artist on Spotify Rap this year, but I think Josh won the battle with Crisis.
No.
Really good.
Yeah. Won the battle?
Yeah.
Have you
heard the song?
Go back and listen to Driver's License. Go back and listen to that one more time, and then text me at 999. You tell me you feel the same way.
Somebody in the 289 brought up a good point. Olivia definitely won. She has a more diverse range of emotions, whereas Josh is just rallying shots back, seemingly in defense.
Oof,
that's a really summed up point.
Salient point.
Or another way to put it from the 647, Josh is salty, Olivia is spicy.
Yeah.
Team Olivia.
I just think if he wanted to win, he would put out big bangers, you know what I mean? Not like shots back.
So here's the problem.
Okay.
Just because you can sing and play
doesn't
mean you're capable of big bangers. And a lot of these kids who go on to Disney and High School Musical, whatever, of the top 1% of 1% of performers that make it to that, only 1% of them is ever going to be a superstar.
That's true.
Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, Jonas Brothers, Olivia Rodrigo. Uh-huh. Now, here's why Olivia wins, okay? Because I think Olivia wins, but here's why it's important. She wins because she took her breakup and made it our breakup.
Yeah.
Ooh. She wins because when you hear Driver's License, you're 16 years old, in your car, missing the girlfriend that just broke up with you in my case. That is what it was. He goes directly at Olivia Rodrigo and doesn't bring us all in.
Yeah.
He's like, this is half truths and I hurt too.
Stop it.
This is a career move. I guess you never waste a crisis. I can't relate to that.
Yeah. Her album is a breakup album and his album is a, well, actually.
Yeah.
Album.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, TJ.
Yeah.
So Olivia Rodrigo, winner?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto-based artist named Keenan DeBreo just made a Justin Bieber portrait out of Tim Biebs. You know, the Timbits that are Justin Bieber themed?
Good.
So he said he cleared out all the Tim Biebs from one location and then glued them onto a canvas in the shape of the singer's face. He's done art before with tea, coffee, wine, and makeup, but wanted to try something new. Saying, before working on the Bieber piece, I did a much smaller test with some sample Timbits to see how they would stay or stick onto the canvas and how they aged. Says the texture of the Timbits were super messy to work with, and they would crumble all over. But they just added to the fun of the whole experience.
Parents are like desperately trying to find these Timbits for their children.
I know.
And this man and this guy goes and buys them.
I'm just going to buy them and glue them some Bristol board.
Yeah. Doesn't plan on selling it either. So
good. No?
Yeah, there's a chance that you go into somebody's house and it's just sitting there.
Wow.
Fresh.
Okay.
Hey, good for him. The world's funniest joke has been revealed by scientific experts. So psychologist Dr. Richard Wiseman set up a study through a website called Laugh Lab in 2001. And then they invited like millions of people across the world to randomly select one of the five jokes selected out of a database of 40,000. So basically people voted on it. And they found that jokes were funny for lots of different reasons. Sometimes they make us feel superior, reduce the emotional impact of anxiety-provoking situations, or surprise us. And they said that this joke contained all three elements. You want to hear the joke?
I'm not sure, but we're going to, I bet.
Here we go. Pull the music down, because it's going to make it even funnier.
Okay.
All right. Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing, and his eyes are glazed. The other guy whips out his phone and calls emergency services. He gasps, "My friend is dead! What can I do?" The operator says, "Calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There's a silence, and then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, the guy says, "Okay, now what?"
That's really scary.
It's the funniest joke in the world.
Love it.
So,
can't wait to present that one to the aliens when they show up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the best we could do, guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Here to present this joke is Dane Cook. Is it 2009? No. The pandemic made tipping more than 20% the new normal. This according to a new report that found that 58% of us are leaving bigger tips than we were before the pandy. Over half of us now leave servers more than 20%, and 38% of us typically do the same for delivery drivers.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I get it. That sort of thing is, it sort of matters. It's a weird thing with servers, right? Because, you know, the service industry is struggling to find staff. A lot of people are like, pay them. Can we pay them like a livable wage?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of.
What a wild concept.
I know. And then, like, but then the restaurants are saying, well, the rents are so high and food's expensive and we barely make enough money as it is. It's really tricky.
Vicious cycle.
Yeah. How about we just tip and be lovely to our servers?
Or listen to the funniest joke in the world. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Feel worse for knowing that joke.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is going to be the All Comedians edition of Trivia. Now, to win, you don't even have to play. You just have to pick the right team to win. Is it Team Jax? Is it Team TJ? Or is it Team Adam Wilde? Text 9999. And the reason for this is that in trending this morning, TJ's been talking about the funniest joke in the world that was crowned, and it's not funny. Now, I would like to read you a joke.
Okay.
From Streetsville.
Ooh.
Texted into us from 905. Okay. Speaking of jokes, what do you call a potato announcer? A commentator.
Hey! I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's from Bonnie. We'll give Bonnie that.
Yeah.
Bonnie. We'll give her the bell on that.
Bonnie. Yeah.
All right. Now, go producer Bonnie. Leah, take it away.
Alrighty, let's start with the first question.
Okay,
listen carefully, guys, and on the inflections.
Okay.
What's the deal with this comedian?
TJ.
Who has a number one sitcom named after him and is a show about nothing and is also the best show ever created?
TJ.
Adam.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Adam didn't see it first.
And Seinfeld, you interrupted Jerry me. Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's his name. There you go.
TJ's mad.
It's a rough start. First question, I'm already mad.
What you need to know is that TJ is the biggest fan of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So if he loses here,
what do I have left?
Oh, my God.
Are you guys really going to take this away from me?
And you're already not off to a great start.
All right. Let's keep
reminding
going.
You. This comedian had a variety show in the early 2000s that featured stories about Rick James and Prince.
TJ.
TJ.
Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
The Chappelle Show.
Yes.
Damn it.
That's okay.
All right, Jax, looking at you.
I don't know any of this.
Okay.
No.
She didn't even try.
I don't really care.
Jax's like, this isn't us.
What about the people who are rooting for you? Don't you care
What's
about
that? What's that? Oh, I care about those people, but I'm just here to see you lose.
No. Oh!
All right, that's not nice. This comedian became a top actor that resulted in films like The Nutty Professor, Dr. Doolittle, and he was Prince of Zamunda.
Jax.
In Coming to America.
Damn.
TJ.
TJ.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Damn it. I thought the question ended.
I always get you.
Yeah. I know.
Damn it.
I know.
She did inflection.
Yeah, she said. Pay attention to the inflection.
Pay attention. This comedian created a show in 2006 where everybody hates him as a child. and it talks like this.
What? TJ?
Adam.
Ray Romano?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Adam.
Yeah, Adam.
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Oh. You didn't hear it?
Confused it.
You didn't hear it?
Yeah, for your impression.
No, don't come for me. It wasn't great. Now I'm upset.
Let's get to the next question. Okay. I want to see if TJ.
No, I want to hear Leo do more impressions.
You will.
Trivia. That's the real one here.
There's more to come. Okay. This Canadian comedian is from TJ's hood, Brampton, and is now considered the biggest comedian globally. He also has a special on Netflix called Notorious.
Adam. TJ.
Adam.
Russell Peters.
Oh!
No! No!
What does this mean? What does this
what does
mean?
It mean? What does this mean?
I think...
Means I have nothing. Means I am an empty shell of a person. Mm-mm. You're directly responsible for it.
Wow. Do you think that you've let the Chow Gang down? Would you say?
No, because I don't take responsibility for my own actions.
If you picked Adam, ooh, that's me. We're going to call you back. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
TJ is trying to pass his homework on to us. Okay? So, TJ,
mm-hmm,
you have to do these things. They're called, it's called writing imaging.
Yes.
Right? We've done this before with Halloween.
Yeah.
And so what the station will ask TJ to do, because he's good with the one-liners, is, you know, anytime you hear something so Virgin Radio and then there's like a funny line, yeah, in it, TJ probably wrote that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool,
if it's
right?
good, I wrote it.
Right. Now, the thing is that he's written a bunch, and to be honest with you, they haven't gone as well for Christmas.
No, they have not.
I'm having a hard time. I submitted a big list on Friday, and... sometimes I think I try too hard to be funny in some of them.
Okay.
And so I want to read you a couple of the ones that did get approved because they're nice and they're fun and they're light and they're Christmassy, okay?
Hold on, let me put on my Jingle Bells instrumental
give us,
here.
Give us the Christmas, okay, the Christmas bops.
So these are the ones that got approved. And I'll read it in an announcer voice. Anyone else on their third advent calendar already? If I wasn't supposed to eat them so fast, why are they so delicious? Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
Okay.
Nice, light.
Yeah, soft.
You know, a little cheeky.
Yeah. Won't offend anybody.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Public service announcement. Calories aren't real for the month of December.
Oh.
Eat cake for breakfast. It's your month.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Nice.
Virgin Radio.
Yeah,
I like
gentle.
That. I like that. All right.
A little cheeky.
Okay.
The ones that didn't get approved, I kind of see what their reasoning was. So here's one that didn't get approved. Santa's not the only one who sees you when you're sleeping. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
I actually kind of like that. I don't know why that wasn't approved.
Well, there's an implication that we're a little bit Joe from you on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that
I mean,
that means someone's...
But isn't that the funny part? Is the juxtaposition that Santa is always watching.
Yeah.
That means always. Someone's in your house.
Yeah. It means we're in your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How about this one? You ever walk downstairs and see your dad crying by the tree? Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
No. What?
That's a TJ.
That's Christmas to me.
Why okay. is he crying?
Okay,
so,
okay. Two
yeah.
more.
All two right, more. So you got two more?
Two more.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Good.
All right.
All I want for Christmas is the last 2 years of our lives back.
Okay.
I like that.
And if you can't do that, I don't know, maybe just socks. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
I think that's good.
This last one's dark and weird, so I knew that, but I wanted
just,
to see
just
what...
Just read it. Just yeah. read it.
If anyone's looking for a last-minute gift idea for me, please give me a body. I am just a voice, and I'm so sad. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
That's heavy. That's
right, heavy.
I feel like that's on the heavy side.
I
okay.
like that one.
So here's what we want to do, because
yeah.
we have a few slots to fill out here.
Yeah.
And if you write the perfect Christmas line for
yeah.
us, we'll use it on Virgin Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually.
And we did this at Halloween, okay?
Yeah.
So we ask you to write us, hey, something, just a funny little quib about Christmas. Try not to get too dark about it. Okay? So hit us up right now. 999-999 and so like oh we got one right here. Okay. It's nonstop music that will kick you right in the jingle bells.
That's okay. All right.
Happy
all right.
holidays, yeah. Virgin Radio. We like that.
I like the dad crying under the tree, but that works too.
I mean
I guess because mommy was kissing Santa Claus, right?
Mommy left.
Oh. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
Let's not go with that.
Okay. All
so right. hit us up with yours.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you can write us a little bit of Christmas imaging. And we call imaging the stuff that says, hey, Virgin Radio, like the thing I just played. Do you want me to play like another Virgin Radio thing? Just give me an idea. Okay, so this would be considered imaging. And believe it or not, TJ is a writer, and he's pretty good at it.
Thank you.
But he's had a few of them rejected. Can you read one of the darker ones? TJ doesn't understand why this is not going to make it through the cut this year.
It's kind of ridiculous. If anyone, Santa's not the only one who sees you when you're sleeping. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
No, TJ.
You ever walk downstairs and see your dad crying by the tree? Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
These are a little too dark, I think.
No, you guys need to change your sense of humor.
Jax, can you give him an idea of like what you would do?
What I would do? I mean, I don't know if I'd be allowed in this one either. Hope you don't spend your Christmas alone. Happy holidays.
Or, actually, hang on. It's better when it sounds like
it
this.
Again, right. Now.
Okay. Right. Hope you don't spend your Christmas alone. Happy holidays. And my other one was, all I want for Christmas is to feel alive. Happy holidays.
You should have just ended it that it's all I want for Christmas is to feel.
Anything.
All right, what are the texts saying, Teach?
We got some great ones from the 647. Picture this. Mommy and Santa Claus having a sweet romantic kiss under the tree and your dad upstairs snoring. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
That's the song.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
From the 905. Why are gas prices so high when Santa's sleigh only costs $9? Because that's... But they're reindeers. The reindeer...
Oh, $9. Oh, I get it.
What is it? I don't get
it. It's the reindeer's leg. Like, it's the reindeer.
Reindeer is the buck.
Yeah, the buck.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
18 likes. Okay. All
right. We should have the disclaimer after the piece of imaging to explain it.
Yeah, okay, all right. That was good.
Another one.
I like that.
Mary isn't the only version you should listen to this season. Happy holidays from 99.9.
Yes! Yeah!
That's okay. Really good.
Submit that one. Submit them all, but...
Happy holidays to everyone except the people who don't watch the TikToks you send them.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio.
TJ's sending that out to me. That's a subtweet right there. Okay.
You send so many, TJ.
I know, you do send a lot.
We'll try and keep up. Last one here. Don't be scared to remind your family that you are the real gift this holiday season. Virgin Radio. One more. This is kind of a rant. When are we going to stop glorifying the actions of Kevin McAllister? He could have called the police at any time. I think he wanted to hurt those men. Happy holidays, Virgin Radio.
I like that one a lot.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Drake is officially the number one artist of the Billboard 2021 charts. They released their year-end charts, and the number one spot for top artists is Drake. Also topped the charts for rap artists, Hot 100 male artists, and more. The Weeknd was also the number three pick overall for artists. And after Dua Lipa's song Levitating, which we did just play, was The Weeknd's Save Your Tears and Blinding Lights coming in at second and third place on the song's year-end chart. A Toronto resident spent over $1,500 on the Skip the Dishes order this year, making it the most expensive single order delivery in Canada. $1,552.35. Do you want to know what they got?
Yes.
11 chicken tikka boti, 10 beef nihari, 7 curries, 20 tandoori chicken, 9 meat and vegetable combos, 2 chicken biryani, and 20 rashmi kebabs.
I love when you pick stories where you have to pronounce things from other cultures.
Just take a little look through before.
I try. I'm really not good at reading. I even write things out phonetically, and I just can't do it. I'm trying my best.
We love you, man.
This segment should be called What's Trending. It should be called TJ Trying His Best. By the way, this year they were...
How did you get strong?
Yeah, I'm the victim.
Yeah.
Never forget. 17 million pieces of sushi and 8 million pizzas were delivered across the country in the past year. So, holy cow. Secondhand holiday gifts are apparently going to be very big this year, with everyone trying to move into a more earth-friendly move.
Okay.
With the world coming to an end and all. new survey asked people what they think the best secondhand gifts are, and here are some of the top ones. Books being number one, which obviously makes sense. DVDs at number two. Mm-hmm. Okay. Followed by toys and games, jewelry, ceramics and ornaments, CDs, vinyl records, video games, arts and crafts, which is what you guys are getting, and bags and purses.
Cool.
Making you guys macaroni art.
Okay, I'll take it.
Good. Gotta get a nice frame for it. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, if you haven't heard of it yet, there's some big prizes for you. Just waiting. We just launched it today. It's called Virgin Radio's Christmas Cracker. And we give you a prize, and then we say, will you give it back for a chance at $10,000? So text WIN and your name to 999999 now. If you don't know how to play, that's fine. I'll explain at 9 o'clock when you can win. That's the key word.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, good morning, Sasha.
Hi, it's going good.
Hey, what part of the GTHA are you from?
Brantford.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. I love Brantford.
Why are you sad about Brantford?
Sad.
Where that is, I guess.
Are you ready to win something?
I am.
All right. So, you have won. Let's see what she's won.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations, you've won a $1,000 shopping spree.
Whoa! All right. So here's the question. You got $1,000 guaranteed. Now, this is early, but nobody is in the draw for $10,000. Earlier this morning, Tanya, our first winner, refused to give it back, wants to go see her Dua Lipa, so she got her tickets. You get your $1,000. Are you willing to give it up for $10,000?
I think I'm going to take the shopping spree.
He's going to take the shopping.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. A good idea.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
The Queen of Brantford.
Yeah, let's go.
She doesn't want to be the Queen of Brantford. She said it earlier.
She doesn't like Brantford.
She hates Brantford.
Screw you, Gretzky.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know when you do something normal, like take public transit, and then something happens and you're like, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Even though you're like, your bank account's like, no, you'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
But for that day, you're like, no, I think I'm going to find a workaround. Jax had this. She went to Dartmouth over the weekend, go visit her ma.
Yeah.
And her brother.
Nova Scotia, baby.
And obviously, it's so funny, right? There's certain things we'll all go to and we'll all behave. Like you go to a Leaf game or a Raptor game, walking in, most people behave, right? They're a little bit, whatever, for some reason you get on a flight, people stop behaving.
Yeah.
It's like, why is it on a flight?
It's a good
point. No, we're going to be gross.
Flawless.
We're going to be mean.
Wouldn't it be wild if I just disrespected everybody in this metallic flying tube?
100% that I'm stuck next to forever. Yeah. Jackson. You had two events go down. Both of these are enough for most people to be like, yeah, I think I'm done too. What do you got?
It was my first time flying since the pandemic began too. So what a welcome back to the airline world. So I was flying Porter, which is a very small plane.
And by the way, they rock.
I love Porter. And that airport is just so incredible and convenient. So anyways, I'm on this tiny, tiny plane. And I'm on my way back from Halifax. And two rows up, I'm on the aisle seat. So two rows up and also on the aisle seat so I can see her. A woman has taken it upon herself to take off her shoes and then slip down her socks just so her heel is able to breathe. This little air on that old heel.
No.
The old girl.
Okay. No, was the heel well moisturized?
I couldn't see that far, but I don't imagine it was. No. I don't.
I just want to know whether it's
had heel cheese on it.
Yeah. No, TJ.
You know what I'm talking about?
If it's like, you know, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Or if it, you know.
If you don't know, look at your mom's feet.
Or if it's more the rainforest. Neither are great.
Oh,
neither are great. But that wasn't it.
No, we also had, a brazen man.
Yeah. By the way, people that do this, 99.9% of the time, it's a dude.
Yeah.
99.9%.
Yeah, and he's wearing sunglasses in the airport.
Yeah, just an entitled man. So we come back and we stop in Montreal. And like Porter always has like little stopovers where you sit on the plane and you wait to keep going. And I thought that he was going to get kicked off at this point. And I hadn't noticed him before, but apparently I could overhear because I was also eavesdropping. He had been spoken to four times to keep his mask on. It's this dude two seats up.
What?
He's in his probably mid-20s.
Yeah, of course.
He's like wearing a backwards hat and like work boots.
What color were his Oakleys?
He did have black sunglasses on top of his hat.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
And so he was spoken to a couple of times. And what I gathered was that the guy behind him had complained. So he took it upon himself to call the man out and was like just turning around and like being like, you're a rat. So there was an altercation.
What?
Yeah.
You're a rat?
I thought that they were going to get in a fist fight on the plane. I was getting nervous, but I was also incredibly entertained and watching the entire thing. I took out my AirPods.
Now, my favorite part of this story, but that's how you know it's entertaining.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this story, and Jax is going to tell you in just a second, is how this guy chose to leave the plane when it landed.
Yeah. So he was getting saucy. I'll give this part too. He's getting saucy, so he got kicked to the back of the plane, and then he had to use the bathroom. So he came and walked up the aisle to use the washroom and touched all of the overhead compartments. So you knew he was upset.
Yeah.
And then when we got off the plane, you have to wait in as soon as you get off the plane for your bag, if you just check it at the end there. And so there's probably guys like, probably 100 people lined up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes off the plane in his little work boots and he's mad. He's huffing, he's puffing. And everyone lines up to get their bags. Instead, he walks all the way up in front of everybody, grabs his bag, and then walks through the sea of people and gave everyone the finger.
Oh, he showed them, eh?
Now, did he do the one or the two? Sometimes
the
when
two.
You throw up the... He double birded.
Wow. He put his bag over his shoulder and then gave it to them.
Kyle had a rough flight.
Yeah,
that was the most Kyle I've ever seen.
Yeah. Given bad names, it's a nice people named Kyle. Everyone.
Yeah, he's
bad rap.
So, and he had his nose, just because he's a bad boy, he had his mask under his nose.
Well, man, what a hero.
God, it's good to fly again.
Yeah, right? So we thought we would ask you, I mean, why not, right? This is the perfect jumping off point for a worst behavior on a plane you've ever witnessed.
Whew.
Let's hear it. 999-999, or you can call us too. 416-872-9999. Kyle.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You were bad on an airplane, or you witnessed somebody being bad. Jax saw a couple of things. Somebody rolling down their socks.
Oh, yeah.
Revealing those heels.
Yum.
Delicious. And then somebody else who was like, I won't put my mask on over my nose. The mouth was fine, but the nose. And then they gave everybody the finger on the way over.
Right,
so nice.
The line.
Double that, fingers, though.
Porter gives out free alcohol, and sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder.
So, we're asking about your experiences, what you've seen. TJ, what do we got here?
Rebecca says, the worst thing I ever saw on a plane was a man cutting his toenails into the aisle.
Oh, God.
And they were flinging off and hitting other passengers.
I'm shocked that again, I don't know what it is about planes. You would never see that at a hockey game.
No.
Or Raptors game or a
grocery
any
store.
Game. You never see it at a grocery store. What is it where you get people to get, like, do people do that on the GO train? I don't think so.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Do they?
And TTC, yeah.
I've never understood people who trim their toenails or their fingernails on public transit. Like, did you not have time anywhere else that
time.
You could have done it?
They had time.
Is it a power move? Michelle says, I used to be a flight attendant, and we were doing a flight to Germany with the layover in Amsterdam, along the way. And there were two guys that decided to open their duty-free and proceed to drink almost their whole bottle. They were thoroughly intoxicated and tried lighting up some cigarettes in the middle of the plane.
Oh,
needless to say, they got kicked off at the layover spot.
Oh, dear God.
Jax, don't you have a similar story?
No. Jax, this is from Nova Scotia folklore. So if you're not from Nova Scotia, you need to know this. They have names for every story.
Yeah.
And this is the Smokin' McNeils.
Yeah, the Smokin' McNeils. 2014, it made local news.
Yeah. So what happened with the Smokin' McNeils?
So when you go to a Caribbean destination, you call it going down south. And there's only about two flights that leave Nova Scotia to do this a day. There's the early one and the late one. So a whole family...
Yeah, you're drinking early, drinking late.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whole family of Cape Bretoners came to Halifax, which is the only airport in Nova Scotia. And it's also 5 hours away. So they had been drinking from the night before. And they're all in their sun hats and all their Hawaiian get up. They're going to the DR, baby. They're going to Dominican Republic.
Yeah, baby.
And there's
There's
17 of them. And they're just loaded. And they get on the plane. And, like, this is true. So they get on the plane. They're all raring to go. And they were flying. And I guess, like, 45 minutes into the air, they started going into the bathroom one by one. smoking cigarettes.
Just
and button it and then passing it off to the next one.
Just ripping cigs in the bathroom.
Taking a puff or two and then passing it off to their cousin or whatever. And so they had to emergency land the plane in Florida.
No.
And everybody on, because it was a Sunwing, or like, I don't think it was Sunwing, but it was one of like
one
a
of those
travel.
Vacation travelers,
they're all
yeah.
going to the same place, and like everybody lost a day of their trip because you can't smoke on an airplane. It's incredibly dangerous. And they had to land the plane. They had to like deplane, get a new plane. They had to go the next day. And the Smokin' McNeils, the McNeil family, had to pay a huge fine.
Yeah.
But they also had to pay like for everybody's day. Yeah, so they got in big trouble. But you know what the best part is? I don't think they care.
Are the Smoke and McNeils well off?
I think the McNeil family was doing okay. Yeah. I think they were okay.
And that ends the tale of the Smoke and McNeils.
God.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.